You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
Oh, yeah. You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your co-hosts are myself, Wally, Ray Jeezy, Will Tease Out. What's going on, Ray?
All Skins Everything. Getting ready to have a great and the most anticipated discussion in the history, the short history of All Skins Everything. People want to talk wide receivers. People want to Gary Clark.
It's real, man.
Who's the best receiver in Redskins history? Talk about that too.
20, what history?
Art Monk.
It's probably Art Monk because he has the records and he's actually in the Hall of Fame.
I guess it's not a debate then. But who's the best risk? The best, I guess, in the last 25 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's the best receiver that was actually drafted by the Redskins?
You and Will came up with this whole.
Now it's
idea.
Paul. Oh,
that's a joke. That's disrespectful.
We debated last week, and we came down to two names. Michael Westbrook.
Rob Gardner.
And Rob Gardner. I was about to call him Russell Westbrook. I was on the verge of calling him that. I mean, it's a funny discussion, but then again, apparently it generated a lot of interest and talk on social media.
Sure,
we're gonna share that. And we appreciate you guys listening to the show because, you know, the Washington Redskins are a big deal in this town, regardless of what happened with the Caps football season and the football team.
Yeah.
It's still king.
Yeah, it's still king.
Even though the Caps got a championship. So we had that discussion. It's hard to judge,
but
right?
Still a playmaker.
But here's my problem. I think Rob Gardner, for me, was better over a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a possession receiver. Michael Westbrook was a deep threat. Michael Westbrook was multi-dimensional. He was quick. He could run a quick screen. He was fast.
Mm-hmm.
He was a decent route runner. He could jump. So I got to give the notch to Westbrook, although I do think that Rob Gardner was the more productive one over a longer period of time. But that's probably not necessarily the case. I just feel like as a guy who's watched football, I feel like Rob Gardner, you know, was good in the role that he filled. But a possession receiver almost never is mentioned with the great wide receivers.
So look at Rob Gardner's stats. His best season with the Washington Redskins was his second season, and he barely grazed 1,000 yards. He had 1,000 yards. He had 1,006 yards that year. His rookie year, under Marty, I believe that was under Marty was rookie year. He had 741 yards. The year after, after that, it all tailed down from 600, 650, then 151 yards with the. 650 was the last year with the Washington Redskins. And I gotta look at my stats.
I'm just laughing because these stats are very underwhelming.
Yeah, exactly. In 2006, and that was it. So his best year was 1,006 yards. Now Michael Westbrook's
He's a possession receiver.
Now Michael Westbrook's best year, he had in I want to
you you stuff. Like this?
No. The stats, all about stats, bro. In 1999, and this is the year Brad Johnson. We talked about this. This is the year Brad Johnson was his quarterback. He had 1,191 yards.
And that's okay.
And Albert Connell that year had 11, I think 70 and 70.
That's what I'm saying. It's okay.
Yeah.
Albert Connell the third name that was thrown in there?
No, he wasn't.
Was he drafted by the Redskins?
Yeah, he was drafted. Drafted by the Redskins.
Albert Connell was a decent receiver.
He was a deep threat. Now, he was a deep threat between him and Westbrook. He was a deep threat. But the third wide receiver mentioned is Jameson Crowder.
But see, he's
Jameson Crowder's the third wide receiver.
He might. he couldn't catch a fade, though.
But he couldn't get on the field either.
He couldn't live in it. And he had a ball hit just like you do. But right now,
Devin Thomas couldn't run a route.
Look at all these guys' hiccups. Couldn't catch a fade.
Go ahead.
I'm saying. He couldn't play in this era. He couldn't get the Jimmy Butler, Markel Fultz, Quinn Cook. You name it. Everybody has that haircut, man. He couldn't catch a fade.
Albert Connell. His best year,
Jameson Crowder is
1133.
You know what?
1132.
I'm looking at all
1999.
Jameson Crowder is the best receiver the Redskins have drafted in the last 25 years. I can definitely say I was not thinking about him because he's
young.
Still a young guy.
His stats here, his stats are.
Now, what do you consider
his
him a slot
year,
receiver?
His
right?
slot receiver,
and
it's
that's
harder.
Amazing.
See, this is the thing. This is Jameson Crowder's stats. 60. His first year was in 2015. We had this discussion anyway. He had 604 yards in 2016, 647 yards. 2017, 789 yards. I mean, it looks better because when you watch Jameson Crowder, he makes explosive plays. But you know what? I've always said that when you're a slot receiver, you're not seeing the same, not seeing the same targets. I agree. And also, you're not seeing the best cornerback 9 times out of 10 in slot. You're not.
Again, this is a tough debate. What does it come down to?
Yeah.
Your quarterback play, how many targets, what position you're being put in to succeed. It's tough. I think Jameson Crowder, based on productivity, based on evolution, he's evolved into a reliable receiver. He made some mistakes last season that some Redskins fans may not forgive, including yourself.
I think that brings the slot down. I think it brings his range down. I think he would have been, like we had a discussion, if he didn't screw up last year, I agree with you. I think he would be, so far, the best wide receiver amongst the crop. Though I think Dotson will be the one eventually. I think Dotson will be the best.
The secret weapon.
The secret weapon will be. He will be the one. He will be the one.
Everything the Herb Sports
thing.
Just before we go to break, can we say that? Gardner's out of discussion now.
Yeah, he's out of discussion.
So it's between Crowder and Westbrook.
Yeah.
All right, put it back on social media. See what the people think.
All right, it's time for That's Real Talk with the Herb Sports scene. See you after the break.
Tougher than Nigerian hair. My criteria compared to your career just isn't fair. I'm a venereal disease like a menstrual bleed through the pencil and leak on the sheet of the tablet in my mind. Cause I don't write, cause I ain't got time. Cut my second minutes, hours go to the almighty dollar in the almighty power of that chopper. Sister, brother, son, daughter, father, motherfucker, copper. Got the Maserati dancing on the bridge. Poppin' telecoppers, ha 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 ha. You can't catch them, you can't stop them. I go by them goon rules. If you can't beat them, then you pop them. You can't man them, then you mop them. You can't stand them, then you drop them. You pop them, cause we pop them like over red and vodka. Motherfucker, I'm ill. Yeah. A million here, a million there. Sicilian bitch with long hair, with coconut every year, like smoking the thinnest air.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally, Ray Jeezy in the building. We'll tease out. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Make sure you leave us a comment, rate us as well. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, leave us a message. Here's the number. It's 301-799-5407. You can also tweet us at the Urban Sports Scene or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page.
Denny's your current player.
Ronnie Forshee said, I know it was 1980, but Art Monk was the best Redskin wide receiver ever.
Yeah, we're not talking about that far back. Art Monk, in the history of the franchise, he's the best receiver, regardless of whether
he's drafted or not. Exactly.
Because even if you consider Deshaun and Santana,
it's gonna
Art Monk is still Hall of Famer.
Christopher said, I'm hoping Josh Dotson. A lot of people want Josh Dotson to be the dude.
Because he has the ability, man.
Mm-hmm. And my man on Twitter, at TLive, says Jameson Crowder, hands down.
Okay, hands down.
Hands down.
Hands down, man down. Great discussion. Very interesting discussion. Unique to our show, which is...
It's very unique.
Very.
And I got to give you and Will credit for kind of hyping that up last show. The only reason I felt like I had to do it because you mentioned it on the show. I wouldn't even said it anyway. I wouldn't have done the topic anyway.
If we did did discuss it last week, so it is kind of a repeat. But
it wasn't in detail.
And to this level, or not at depth, mm-hmm. Or in depth, but... This is what it is. I mean, you look at other franchises. Like, for example, I mentioned I'm a Falcons fan, correct?
Yeah.
When I look at the Falcons franchise, Andre Rison comes to mind.
Yeah, why not?
Julio Jones. Mm-hmm. But I honestly can't always look at any franchise and say, man, they had a lot of great receivers come through there.
Like it's drafted, crazy. You mean,
nah,
right?
Nah, I mean, so I laugh at this franchise, so to speak. But, yeah, I mean, when I look at even the team I'm a fan of, Roddy White, Julio, Andre Rison.
Yeah.
Beyond that, it's like, okay, we have some good tight ends coming Michael to town.
Hayes. Michael Hayes is pretty good.
Oh, Haynes?
Haynes, yeah. Wasn't
yeah, the underwear guy. I mean, he was okay, but if you're talking about stats, he didn't feel the stats.
Yeah, yet. I know. But
he looked good dancing in the end zone and stuff. Seriously, but why are you laughing?
Well, MC Hammer. I remember that game like it was yesterday. That's why. The playoff game when I was
we had girl. Brian Finneran for a while. You know, yeah, like I said, when yeah. you look at tight ends,
the Ed McCaffrey type.
You had Crumpler, you had Gonzalez, you had some decent folks come through.
Now, Redson, I can say they drafted some.